The future is looking bright for the small west coast town of Reefton, which is sitting on a significant supply of a valuable mineral used in everything from iPhones to solar panels and electric vehicles. An Australian mining company is predicting that the Reefton area on the west coast could have up to 5% of the whole world's supply of the mineral antimony. The majority of the world's supply of the mineral is found in Russia and China. Reefton's supply could well be a big boost for the region's economy and beyond. Luke Foreman has the story.
The Reefton area has a proud history of gold and coal mining, but in the past, the now valuable mineral antimony was more of an annoyance than a prize.
It was kind of in the way and kept on getting in the middle of it. But now we've seen we've got an element du jour. It's gone in favour from zero to hero almost overnight, and all thanks to renewable energy.
That's John Bougen, co-founder of the Dressmart shopping centres, who moved to the small town in 2015 and fell in love with it. He's now a proud Reefton resident who's invested some of his considerable capital in the town. He says when the mining for antimony gets underway, combined with the resurgence of gold mining, it'll be great for the region.
We're going to have three underground mining operations going hell for leather and doing it all out of sight and in an environmentally friendly way. It couldn't be better.
Antimony is used as a flame retardant in several kinds of technology, including iPhones, lithium batteries and electric vehicles, and circuit boards, as well as in the military where it's used for lead bullets and armour. It's recognised as a critical mineral by the EU, US, China and Australia. Australian mining company Siren Gold is currently in the exploration stage of mining antimony and gold in Reefton, and it's hoping to be processing antimony within the next 5 years. Managing Director Victor Rajasoria says the Reefton area could have up to 5% of the world's supply of the mineral, most of which is produced in Russia and China.
Just the Western countries, it could end up being 25% of what the Western countries are producing from one place in New Zealand, right? So it's actually a significant amount.
He says this could be important for Western countries if they want to reduce their reliance on Russia and China. Mr. Rajasoria reckons the value of antimony is only going up.
The talk on the market is that that could actually double or even quadruple in the next 2-3 years, right? So you suddenly, you sit there and you go, okay, you understand it's a critical mineral, and if New Zealand gets there, it's going to be a freaking big contributor.
He says the mine will directly employ about 250 people in the Reefton area, and the antimony alone will generate about $150 to $200 million a year in revenue. Emeritus Professor of Economic Geology, Dave Craw, says there are concerns about the possible impacts of antimony mining on water quality, and the Regional Council and Siren Gold will need to agree on an acceptable level before mining takes place.
The Regional Council will set rules for how much antimony can be in the water and how much cloudiness you can have in the water, and they have to abide by that.
Then there's the tailings dam, a collection of all the waste byproducts from the mining, which may take years to treat after the mine's closed. Mr. Cross says there'll need to be strict health and safety rules for miners, as antimony is highly toxic. District Mayor Jamie Klein says the mining project will be a boost to Reefton's economy and the wider West Coast region.
A large-scale mining operation right on the doorstep obviously brings all the benefits of people in town and the economic development and things that comes with that. But for the whole region, you know, a lot of the heavy industry that would support a mine like that is down in the Grey District.
Mr. Klein says Reefton is a real gem, a town that's managed to develop while keeping its heritage intact.